This podcast is proudly brought to you by Torched. Want to know how to grow your business with podcasting? Head to gettorched.com. That's GETTORCHT.com.
I'm Wayne Carey, and this is The Truth Hurts. Well, here we are for a special edition of The Truth Hurts, a bit of a football boxing special. So I'm not sure what number it is, Tony. But we're going to talk about, I've spoken about this on my podcast before, and Anton and I had a good conversation around this last year, and I got a lot of feedback about it, because we know that last year, Tommy Bell Chambers fought Cam Mooney. So yes. I spoke about that on the podcast last year, and there was a lot of feedback. And in saying that, so much so that there have been people coming to me and also mates of mine and talking about a concept, right? Listen to this, of maybe, just maybe, doing something with some local leagues. So watch this space. It could be a lot going on around boxing. Boxing needs the one thing, and you're good mates with Jeff Fenwick and Anthony Mundine.
Yep.
People don't know that. We have spoken about that on other podcasts, but people don't know that you are good mates with those two. Both champions.
Yes.
Right? Both legends in Australian boxing. One's a legend, I think, in rugby league as well, but we'll get to that. A lot of boxers get peeved off about footballers coming in and taking the fanfare and all of this sort of stuff. Because they think that they're degrading their sport, of which they started when they were eight, and these footballers, and I'm talking about guys like, and I know Barry, you know, Barry Hall won't mind me saying this, he'd boxing as a kid, but he's, at the end of the day, he's a champion AFL footballer.
Captain.
He's not a champion boxer yet.
Yep.
And he's had some fights. But there's always a lot of talk, right, around, you know, should they be getting that in the boxes? Like I said, there's some jealousy. I know that Jeff has a different view on it, and I know one of the greats of all time in the world, that is, heavyweight world, Mike Tyson, he and others don't mind it either, because if it attracts eyes, given the UFC's popularity and how much that's taken off, if it gets eyes on boxing and makes boxing bigger, then at the end of the day, those boxers that do it for a living and have done it their whole lives, it'll come back to them.
Couldn't agree more.
Because there'll be more eyes, there'll be more money, more pay-per-view, more everything.
Yep.
So they should encourage these types of things. But I do want to get to it because in a couple of weeks, in actual fact, pretty much 2 weeks to the day, that there will be some footballers fighting one another in Adelaide the night before Gather Round.
On the Wednesday night.
And it's a big it's been promoted really well, I reckon.
And it's going to be broadcast on Stan.
Is it on Stan? Is it?
It is on Stan.
Well, the reason why I like this concept, because I think the guys are taking... By the way, they're wearing, for those out there that don't know, I'll tell you, so Swanee is fighting Daisy. Yep. So two ex-teammates. So there's not a lot really in
that'll
that.
Be a bit Mickey Mouse.
A little bit Mickey Mouse. Who else we got? We've got Kane Pettifer fighting Mitch Robinson. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Well, Mitch is, and I mean this in the most complimentary way, but Mitch has got a lot of bull and dog in him.
Kane can box. I think Kane's had one.
I think he's three.
So he's had three fights. Mitch Robinson, I'm led to believe maybe he's only recently retired. I believe he might want to make a bit of a career out of it.
Transition
into boxing.
Wow.
So that is a fascinating. Yep. That's the one, that's like your Barry Hall and your Gallen. So two guys that can actually fight a bit that have played footy. So that, I'm looking forward to that.
Just
one.
Before you go on, Pettifer's a lot taller than Mitch Robinson, but who do you like out of that bout?
I'd be going with Pettifer at this point. Mad Mitch, as I used to call him. It's going to be, but I love him. I love him. Oh, by the way, he's very good on social media and he's got his own podcast. I really like him. So I'm looking forward to that one in particular. The Swanee Daisy one, two teammates, both powder puffs. I'm not massive into that.
Is Swanee training well?
Like he's been off the off
not having a beer, training hard. So, yeah, he'll be ready to go.
And Daisy's got the new chompers. Well, I don't know whether he'll want to expose them.
I was going to say, you don't get new chompers and then
jump into the ring.
Jump into the ring. Although, like I said, they're big gloves. 22 ounces, I think. Well, 20 ounces, like massive.
And they're wearing headgear.
They're like pillows. I'm not sure about that. Then you've got Nathan Brown taking on Kane Corns. Now, this is probably the one that people have a lot of interest in. Because,
almost the main bout.
Well, there's a lot of people that, you know, Kane upsets people. I like Kane. I like a lot of his opinions. Throws a lot of darts, gets some right, gets a lot wrong.
He's but good at his job.
In the end, he has an opinion.
Yeah, he was half insinuating a crack at you.
And I like it. Last week. I wouldn't have thought so. Kane's smarter than have a crack at me. Because I will see Kane in Adelaide, by the way, because I'll be I'm going over there.
Kane, watch out.
He's fighting Nath Brown,
though. Yeah. Now, you know Nath Brown quite well.
No, I do. I've worked with Nath for a long time. He's a beauty. I love him. Great job. They both do a good job on the Sunday footy show.
Yep.
But if you're going to fight anyone, if Cornsey was going to fight anyone, it'd probably be Nath Brown. If he was to pick anyone out of that group, he'd probably pick Nath. Nath's not a killer.
No.
He's
vain as well.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure he wants to get hit.
I think he'd prefer to be on the Today Show at 6 a.m. rather than
correct. So that,
getting in the ring.
That's an interesting fight. If Cornsey happened to get the better of – I'm not sure he'd be able to show his face.
Who, Nath?
Nath. I reckon he'd have to retire from all media outlets.
If
Kane Corns beat him, he would have to.
Well, you get excellent mail. Everybody knows that you've got your tentacles are everywhere. What's your inside mail on those two?
Okay, I know Nath Brown has been sparring with Kane Pettifer, old teammates.
Really? Down on Chapel Street?
Yes, and I heard there's a little bit of blood been flowing from Brownie's nose. Not from Kane. So
the P-train.
We're finding out whether – I think Pets is just finding out whether Brownie's got a good jaw or not, because he might – not that he's going to need one against Cornsey. I mean, Cornsey's not exactly Hercules. He's
skin and bone.
He's about 50 kilos wringing wet.
Yep.
Got to run around the shower to get wet. So
he does.
But that's got a lot of interest in it because they're colleagues as well. So let's watch this space. The other one – that is fascinating because I've actually sparred both these guys.
Who are we talking over about?
But a long time ago. Yeah. So I used to spar Corey McKernan.
Your old mate
at
from
North
Melbourne.
Yep. But not a lot. He was a guy that got in every now and then. And his strength against me and against others was that he's 6'6" with a reach, that much longer than everyone else.
So unparalleled.
So he's a big guy. But guess what? Anthony Rocker he's the same size with the same reach. So that's fascinating. And I sparred Anthony Rocker in 2010. No, not 10, 8, sorry.
That was when you were coaching
Collins. I think it was, or 7, whatever it was. I sparred him a couple of times. Goes all right.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So that's fascinating, that matchup.
So Anthony Rocker's obviously got some technique and some style.
He did a lot of boxing at Collingwood.
Yeah, they reckon he's given a few teammates
Jackie King at North, he was our boxing guy and he looked after, so he did a little bit with Corey. Corey's no duffer. He'll be able to.
But he's a more of a lover than a fighter.
And I do know that Corey has been doing a little bit of training.
Oh, we got some breaking news.
Now, when he went to Perth and he sparred, he was over there with the Green Machine.
Oh, the old Danny Green.
He was over there with him and got a couple of tips and did a couple of technique things. And so apparently took a lot from that. And then back in Queensland, well, guess who lives up in Queensland now?
Go on.
Big bustling Barry Hall lives up there.
What are you alluding to?
So Corey has been doing a little bit of work with Baz.
Really?
Yeah. So he's taken this very seriously. I'm led to believe Rocker has lost a stack of weight.
Yep.
10 plus.
Wow.
Corey has lost, I think, 6, 7, maybe a little bit more now, plus.
Is Corey worried by Rocker?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't asked him, but.
Well, he's obviously going to the nth degree to get the best out of himself and his body. Talking to Danny Green and Barry Hall.
Yeah, well, if you'd be silly not to
I agree.
Go into a fight and not take it seriously. The thing that I will say about, and like I said, I've said this before, and if this is the concept, footballers fighting footballers, I really like it. It's when a footballer is fighting an actual boxer.
Yep.
That it's just a mismatch.
Yeah.
If they're not a bad boxer, they'll beat a footballer every day of the week.
Unless you're Paul Gallen.
No, no.
Paul Gallen's not a bad boxer.
No, against another footballer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so you listen sometimes to what I'm actually saying. So, you know, when Barry fought Gallen, and by the way, Barry didn't have a good lead into that. Barry bought Sonny Bill, wasn't, you know, Sonny Bill. So when they do that, that's, I'm not critical, but an actual footballer, other than one person, I think, in the history, and I know people will say, well, Sonny Bill, but Sonny Bill hasn't really fought a lot of other boxers.
No.
Neither has Barry, neither has Gallen. They've fought a lot of other footballers. Mm. So there's only been one person that's made that transition, in my opinion, in this country, and that's Anthony Mundine. He was a superstar rugby league player.
Yep.
He transitioned into boxing and he became a champion boxer.
Yep. And
the only one.
He was a freak. At 26, he left rugby league and
he is the only one to do it. And
he's had 51 fights, I think it is.
I don't think people understand how hard, and I'm sure actually, you know, Sonny Bill and Gallen and Hawley would attest to just how hard it is, albeit those guys are, you know, a lot older when they've taken up boxing. So, yeah, look, I'm really looking forward to this. I think this will be I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think as long as they take it seriously and we don't see, you know, mucking around, if it's fair dinkum and I guess promote the sport in the right way and don't take the piss out of it, and that's why boxers probably get upset if that occurs. So I'm looking forward to it.
Do you know what the purse is for each fighter?
No, but I've heard it's a good amount.
Substantial.
I've heard good amount. We're talking, you know, sort of in the 30s and 40s and maybe upward for a couple.
Oh, that's pretty good money.
Yeah. 30s or 40s, that's not, you know, I think people know what that is. 30K, 40K, around there, maybe up. I don't know. That's a guess.
Yeah, I know we're both looking forward to this, the gather round in Adelaide. Have you ever been approached to fight?
Oh, heaps of times. But I'm not that silly.
What do you always say? What's your famous catchphrase? Fighting went out with Ava.
The other one that I talk about, gimmick fights.
Yeah.
Jake Paul.
Oh, yes.
What do they call him? Social media.
Star, yeah.
Superstar. He's huge. He's got more followers than a follower factory.
Yep.
He's massive.
I think he's a YouTuber.
Yeah, YouTuber. He's had about 8 or 9 fights now. He's only been beaten by one guy, Tommy Fury.
Tyson's brother.
Yes. Tommy Fury went the distance, I think, from memory, because I watched it. Went the distance and Tommy Fury got the nod. So he did pretty well. He did really well, Jake Paul, but he's fighting Iron Mike Tyson.
Another one of your heroes.
He was, and I've met him, and we've had him on the podcast.
We did meet through
Jeff Fenwick. And he's in training at the moment. For anyone out there that is on Twitter or whatever, what is it,
Instagram
on now, X and all of that,
yep,
he's posting some of his training sessions. And I'll tell you what, he clearly hasn't got the stamina that he used to have. But I'll tell you what, if he hits you...
You stay hit.
Correct.
Some of his training stuff is incredible.
This is fascinating. This is going to be a fascinating watch because Jake Paul has beaten some ex-UFC fighters and, you know, over the hill guys, albeit, but they're not. Yep. They haven't been actual boxers. Tyson was an actual absolute
heavyweight champion,
and yes, way over the hill and way older than what he is. But that's fascinating for me. I think that will bring fans to boxing. That is going to create so much traffic, I reckon.
You reckon it's a bit of a cash grab though on Tyson's behalf?
Well, who cares? Tyson's going okay. He's not. I don't think he's.
He's been broke a few times, so people would turn around and say it is a mismatch.
No. He, you know what? Sometimes when you look at the positive of it, he's a guy who's, you know, clearly not a boxer anymore. But this is a good excuse for him to get fit again, get strong, get into a training, get a regime. Like, mate, the only thing that, the only thing that can come out of it is a positive. So I'm really fascinated. I think that's in July, by the way. So looking forward to that.
Where, are they in Vegas?
Don't know. Don't know where the fight is.
I think it'll be much.
I've just been following Tyson, saying, you know, I've just a few of his training sessions, and I'm liking what I am seeing.
Oh,
I probably have to watch a few of Jake Paul's to see. He's a big boy.
Yeah. Now, just to a couple of little tidbits, Duck, for us is Mundine's going to join us in Melbourne on Friday, and we also want to give a shout out to our old mate Jeff Fenwick, who is currently in hospital, recovering from surgery. So big shout out to Jeff.
Yes.
He's a big fan of mine and
yours. Four-time world champion.
Yep.
Absolute gun. Yeah. And he's got through that. He has. He's had a tough week.
He actually went under the knife again yesterday to release a blood clot in his calf.
If anyone can fight their way through it, it's Jeff Fenwick.
So our thoughts and prayers are with him.
Absolutely. And watch
in Fitbit.
Hey,
we were at the Fitbit launch yesterday for Darcy Ellis,
Lester's brother.
Yes.
Yep.
And it was a great day.
Was a good day. A lot of kids, a lot of families.
Yep. Fellow boxers. There was Billy Dibb.
Yep.
Barry Michael
was there. Yep.
And your favourite newsreader, Peter Hitchener.
Peter Hitchener, he was there. That was good. And wasn't that a good family environment?
That was.
A lot of people there that just, you know, came in to have a look at the gym, and you had the coaches there. It was great. He's done well, Darcy.
He has.
Done
and,
well.
I think and they've got a couple. They've got a few
gyms
together.
Got a few gyms around that area, which is good.
So we wish him all the best.
Wish him all the best, and for anyone that wants to. By the way, this is not a plug for that. I'm seriously fascinated by these guys. Gather round Wednesday night. Watch these ex-has-been footballers.
Yep.
Some more recently retired than others.
On Stan.
I think it's going to be fascinating.
I agree. And just before we wrap up the show, young Aiden, who played out at Beaconsfield yesterday, he's got a GoFundMe page.
He does.
And we'll put that up on the podcast for those wishing to get involved and or even donate.
Yep. Well done, Tony.
Thanks, Wayne.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by Torched. Want to know how to grow your business with podcasting? Head to gettorched.com. That's GETTORCHT.com.